Good morning, Todd Zwillick here, filling in for John Hockenberry, and I'm here with Celeste. The U.S. Army, as you just heard, has arrested 22-year-old Army Specialist Bradley Manning. He's an Army intelligence analyst in Iraq, and he allegedly downloaded confidential material from his base and gave it to the website WikiLeaks. The information Manning released of that video, some of it you've seen, you may have seen a video of that helicopter strike in Iraq, the gun camera footage. Helicopter strike that killed possible insurgents and also two Reuters reporters. Well, currently the Army's worried about material Manning says he released to the leak site, but hasn't been posted yet. We're talking about 250,000 diplomatic cables, many of them classified, sent to U.S. diplomatic missions. And though they're currently unreleased, they're reportedly in the possession of the WikiLeaks site. And that's led to a lot of increased interest inside the government and outside in a guy named Julian Assange. He's the Australian-born founder of WikiLeaks, and the government probably wants to talk to him. Well, Scott Shane is the national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. He's back with us now. Scott, first tell us about WikiLeaks. Sensitive information has been leaked for a lot longer than this website has been around. What makes the leaking that we're talking about here so different?
I think what has people in the government concerned is that in the traditional model of disclosures through the press of classified information, a government official who's concerned about something tells a reporter for a traditional publication like the New York Times, and the Times seeks comment, does other reporting, and if something is extremely sensitive, the government will sometimes say, as it famously did with the NSA warrantless wiretapping story in 2004.
Right.
This will cause grave damage in their discussions, and the newspaper or whatever the publication is decides it will delay publication, it'll take out details, or perhaps it won't, but at least there's a discussion that takes place. WikiLeaks invites people to submit classified and confidential documents, and it posts them, so there's no chance to discuss this or consider whether some damage might be done, indeed even the loss of American lives in the military, that kind of thing. They just go up instantaneously on the web, and they're available to everyone. There's also there are means of leaking documents in untraceable or at least very, very difficult to trace ways. So the advent of the web and the appearance of sites like WikiLeaks has changed the game in a way in the whole old story of leaking government secrets.
So the founder of WikiLeaks, we mentioned Julian Assange, is the government on the hunt? We've seen some reporting that the FBI is looking for Julian Assange, wants to question him. What do we know about the state of the alleged hunt for the founder of WikiLeaks?
Well, he certainly, to my knowledge, has not been charged with any crime. It's not clear what crime he could be charged with, if any. But at the same time, I'm assuming that since Brad Manning, the Army intelligence analyst, has been arrested and is under investigation, that an important part of that investigation would be to talk to the founder of WikiLeaks,
right,
Julian Assange.
And at this point, even if they did talk to Julian Assange or they have Manning in custody, these 250,000 diplomatic cables that you described could be living now on dozens of hard drives around the world. Arresting one person or questioning them won't necessarily keep them offline.
That's right. I mean, WikiLeaks did put out a somewhat ambiguous statement, but denying that it had 250,000 classified documents. Whether that is, in fact, they don't have any of those documents, or they have a different number, or they're not all classified, is unclear. But I know that government officials are very concerned about that.
Well, Scott Shane of the New York Times, you said that they haven't actually, they're not going to be charging Assange with anything, the guy who founded WikiLeaks, but somebody who has been arrested already is the specialist, Bradley Manning. And there's not really a lot of question about whether or not it was illegal for him to publish confidential documents. That was clearly a breach of policy for him within the confines of his job. So it sounds like really what the issue here is that they're worried about this website, WikiLeaks, encouraging employees to do illegal practices in terms of releasing confidential information. Is that really what the issue is?
And yes, I think that's very much the issue. And it takes place at a time when the Obama administration, to the surprise of some folks, has actually carried out more or overseen more prosecutions for leaking classified information than, in fact, any previous administration. And given the fact that President Obama's only been in office for less than 2 years, it's a, you know, that takes some people by surprise. He began office with a pledge on his first full day in office of transparency and has talked about how important it is that citizens know about what the government's up to. But in fact, there have already been two prosecutions on his watch for leaking to the press, and that's an extremely rare thing that has happened once with Daniel Ellsberg in the 70s, once with a guy named Samuel Morrison, who leaked satellite photos to or provided satellite photos to James Defense Weekly in the 80s. But this is a very, very rare thing.
Now,
and,
Scott Shane, what? Let me ask.
A couple.
Oh, that's okay. Let me ask you, Scott Shane. You handle classified information. You've been leaked classified information, and you report on it. Have you felt the increasingly iron fist of the Obama administration? What's your personal perspective here?
Well, I think any reporter who deals with national security is often on the boundary of what's classified and unclassified. And I think the one thing that a lot of reporters will be doing is being much more careful in how they talk to or connect with officials who are talking about classified things to avoid leaving a trail. It is a concern to a lot of reporters.
And do you think the Obama administration is happy to have reporters like you looking over their shoulder and thinking twice?
Well, the Justice Department said that they depend on whistleblowers to, you know, improve government programs. But it's certainly, but they distinguish between that and leaking classified information. So I think there are deeply mixed feelings at best.
Right. Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, The New York Times. The government, well, in some sense, on the trail of WikiLeaks, has already arrested one Army specialist and probably wants to talk to the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. 250,000 diplomatic cables allegedly in the possession of WikiLeaks could go online soon. Scott, thanks for joining us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.